Okay, let's get into Beitza Daf Yerushalmi Daf Chavtes. As we are into the third perek, we started Ein Sadin last time, and now we are up to the next Mishnah, Halacha Beis, the second Mishnah here. Still talking a little bit related to Seida. Again, the uniqueness of Seida. We had the language of the Aruch HaShulchan last year, Mishunahit Seida, that it's a type of grama, type of malacha, and it's still going to be chayiv because that's the nature of Seida. I didn't mention then, but you also have that concept by Zoreh, that the Gemara says it there. The Gemara says in Baba Kama Daf Samach that Zoreh is grama, but kachi, that's malechas bachsheves. That's exactly what Zoreh is, unlike grama b'nizach and his pater, right? That's one of the few examples, maybe the only example in Chazal, other examples in the Rishonim, where malechas bachsheves is a chumra. Again, malechas bachsheves is usually a kula, and it's the basis. Malechas Shabbos has to be thought out, handyman, kavana work, and anything other than that, short of that, shinui grama, davashem miskavein, lachashem sviach legufa, mekalkal misasek, right? All of those, chatishir maybe, all of those might be connected to malachas bachsheves, but that's grama, where the Gemara says it, sometimes it could be a chumra, so that's the nature of the malacha. Okay, so let's get into the next Mishnah. Mitsudos chaya va'ofos v'dagim. Somebody set out traps before Yantif, and lo and behold, on Yantif they look, and there's animals caught in the traps. But I have no idea whether the animals were caught before Yantif or on Yantif. So I'm not sure. So Yantif, you set out the traps before Yantif. What's the halacha? Lo, you told me I'm a Yantif. You can't take from them on Yantif. Ella im kain, unless yadua shenit sodim ibod yom. Unless you know, he knows for sure that he was trapped before Yantif. Again, he's hoping for it, counting on it, but if it's not muchan before Yantif, right, it's already out there in the wild, so then it's not going to be allowed. So unless you know for sure, and if it's a suffik, the Mishnah says, seems to say suffik muchan is going to be usser. Why is suffik muchan going to be usser? If you look here in the Charedim, he says it later on also. I think we mentioned this a few days ago as well, because of davar sheyesh lo matirin. Because, as we know, davar sheyesh matirin, something that's going to be mutter, the Gemara says, is not batel. Davar sheyesh is not batel. That's the Gemara that we had earlier, that if something that is going to be mutter falls in, remember the egg, nisarva be'elef, afilu be'elef, it's not going to be batel. So too, suffik, even though it's a suffik derabanan, l'chora, you should say suffik derabanan l'kula, but because it's davar sheyesh matirin, that's what the Charedim says is going to be asr. If you look in the Magen Mishnah, the discussion of this is the Mefarshim on the Rambam, on this halacha, the Rambam in Hilchos Yantif, Perek Beis Halacha Vav. Right, so the Rambam says, related to the Mishnah that we had earlier about the black and the white birds, Zimein Shcharim Levanim, Umatzah Shcharim Levanim 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 Shcharim, you find the white in the place of the black and the black in the place of the white, Hare Elu Asurim, they're Asur, why? Sha'ani Omer, Shema Osan, Shazimein Parchulahem, maybe those that I designated have already flown away, Ve'elu Achermim, and these are others, Ve'kal Savig Muchan, Asur. And any type of Savi Muchan is going to be Asur. That's the Rambam. So on that Rambam, that's what the Magen Mishnah and the Lacha Mishnah discuss. What is going on here? Why would it be Asur? It's Asur Durabanan. Ask the Magen Mishnah. Vida, Deshkal Din Muksa V'Nolad, Bichlal Zeh, Vatam Ebneishu, Dava Sheish Lamatirin. Number one. O Sherotzu Chachamim Lahachmir B'Safik Zeh. Or for some other reason, the Chamim were Machmir by Safik Hachana, Savi Muchan. Rash Bazal, off in the Magen Mishnah, Retamba the Rashba, the Rash Bazal Kalak Va'amar, Shekivan Shaham Muksa Vahanolad Mi Divrehem, since Muksa Nolad is Mi Dirabanan, Hocha Bisfegan Lahakel, right? It should be Mutter. Aye, what about here? Velo Amr Asr Ela Bedavar Shekarov Liga Bishal Torah. This is touching on Anisidaraisa, says the Rashba. Kigon Safig Nitzod Biyantif, Safig Nitzod Meir of Yantif. It's touching on a Daraisa. What's the Daraisa? That Muksa is Daraisa. Or you might come to trap, which is Daraisa. Aval Shar Sfakus, Mutarin, right? Other regular Safek, other Safek Durabanas are Mutar, but this is Zui Svarasa Besifra. This is what the Rashba says. Says the Magen Mishnah, Vatam Avani Talamiza. What's he talking about? She'im Kain, Safek Beitza, Im Noda Biyantif, Im Ome Erev Yantif, Lamihi Asura, Bivande Shah Asurahi, Kemosha Kasavti Rishon, Fre Pazaku Atzmozal. Vo debraisa dein sanin stomat misni suffing muchan ergam liel matir b'shua oser from Reb Shmuel halach Reb Yeshua the kula sugi the parakam muchan suffing nova b'hachmir v'dvarav sarach ian v'nirin divir abenu shalochalak. The Rambam was not machalik between different types of of muxes and nolads. Maybe nolad is more chamor. But either way, this is the Magen Mishnah's discussion based on the Rashba. The Lechem Mishnah tries to defend the Rashba. This is Savig Muhan. The Tosfos Yishanim here on the side of the Gemara, based on Gimel, says maybe muxes ke'ein daraisa. When the Chazal formulated their halachas of muksa, even though you might think muksa is a classic example of a davar she'ein lo ikr min haTorah, right? What's ikr min haTorah? You have truma bizman hazeh. So if truma is derabanan, that geishu ikr min haTorah, because truma is really didaraisa. You have many halachas. Lulav is a mitzvah, sheishlo ikr min haTorah, outside the Beis HaMikdash, the other 6 days of Sukkos. So that's yeshlo ikr min haTorah. So muksa, you would have thought ein lo ikr min haTorah. But suggest the Tosfos Yishanim that maybe it's Ke'ein Da'araisa and one would be Machmer, because that's the way that they formulated the Takana. Okay, back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, Savig Muchan, if you're not sure if the animals were trapped before Yantavs, then it's Aser. It's Aser. And then the Gemara quotes a story which seems to be, the Bavli asks, Maisa Listar. The Bavli asks that now we have a story that seems to be Mutter Me'ikar Adin. So that's why the Bavli says, not the Yushalmi, but the Bavli says that the Mefarshim put the Bavli into the Yushalmi here. You see in the Karban Eidah, Chisure Mechzer of Hakitani. It must be that we're missing some words. Safig Muchan Asur, Rabbi Gamliel Matir. Rabbi Gamliel's Matir. And then we have a story related to Rabbi Gamliel. Maisa Begoy Echa Shehevi Dagam Rabbi Gamliel. There was a story about a non-Jew who brought fish to Rabbi Gamliel on Yantif, and it was unclear whether the Goy that brought it to Rabbi Gamliel caught it before Yantif or today. Rabbi Gamliel say, even though he didn't know. It could be that it came today, but still he said, Me'ikra did his mutter. I just don't like this non-Jew. I don't like him, right? The Mefarshim Sishani Sono. I hate him. I'm not on good terms with him. So I'm not accepting the gift. But Rabbi Gamliel says, Mutter Me'ikra did. Mutter Me'ikra did. Again, this is kind of opposite of Lo Sachanim. This is accepting a gift from a guy. Where we know Lo Sachanim, the Isur Daraisa of Lo Sachanim is giving gifts to a guy. Right? One of the three halachas of Lo Sachanim, in Avodah Zarah, Daf Chaf, in the Bavli, at the top of the daf there, Damar Kra, Lo Sachanim, the three dinim. And we hold like all three, and each one of them requires a separate discussion. Lo Sachanim, Lo Sitein Lahem Chanoya Bakarka, not to give them a foothold in the land of Israel. Lo Titein Lahem Chanoya Bakarka, right? Number one. Number two, Lo Sitein Lahem Chain, not to give them Chain, a compliment. Rashi there, Shalo Yomar Kama Ovid Kochavim Zen Noeh. Oh, does that only apply to idolaters? Or you can't say a non-Jew is a good sports player, he's handsome, right? Shalo Yomar Kama Ovid Kochavim Zeh. An important discussion. And number three, the Gemara says, Lo Tzitin Lahem Matnas Shel Chinam. Not to give them a gift for nothing. Matnas Chinam. Matnas Chinam. So what is Matnas Chinam? So again, almost always is not a Matnas Chinam. Almost always, if we would give a gift to a non-Jew, it would be for a reason. We want to keep Shalom Bayis, and we want to prevent Eva. But again, each of these have to be analyzed, but this is the opposite direction. Right, that's about giving a gift to a non-Jew or to an idolater, according to some. But here it is about getting a gift. But Rabbi Gamliel just said, I don't accept. Right, there's lachor. There's no issue of sinna when it comes to a guy. We're not assuming that we're going to do something wrong. Utisna es achicha bilvavecha. The issue of sinna of a Jew is something that it's maybe one of the more challenging mitzvahs that we have. Well, this is the chikah b'levecha and parshas kedoshim. That's what we try to work on as much as we can. Right, the chinuch counselors in reish lamed ches. In reish lamed ches here. So lisno achim. So we're gonna wasn't violated here. So lisno achim. So lisno sinas halev echad yisrael. Sinas halev again to feign something on the outside, maybe to give tochacha, like we spoke about in the previous year. So that is that would be okay. But inside belave, that's what it said. Lo sisa zachicha bilvavecha. Again, a challenging mitzvah. Shenemar zochi bilvavecha. Lashon sifra lo amarti ala sinas shehi belave. Ukmochin ba'arachin. He quotes the Gemara in Arachin b'sinas shehi belave akasim adaver. Aval kasheyaro lo sina v'yadua shehu sono. Ainu over al ze halav amnam hu over al losikam losita. Right, if it's just on the outside, and he says mikol makom sinas halev he kasher mikol sinah hagluya Galat Tasira Torah B'Yoser. Shorosh Mitzvah Yadua, the shorosh of this mitzvah, Kisinas Halev Goremes Ra'os Gedolos. You might say this is an example of a Siyag D'Araisa. But we don't have so many of those. I don't know, 10 to 15, 20 maybe. Rabbi Yosef Engel, remember, cataloged some of them, not all of them, but Siyag D'Araisa. Most of them are Los Asay. Sometimes you have an Asay, the Kleyakar Bakisi Hadam. But here you have a Los Asay, right? This goes on the list, right? Don't hate your fellow Jew, because it can leave terrible things. Kisina Saleb Gorem is Rose Gadolos Bain Bede Adam. Lihios Tamid Cherev Ishba Achiv the Ishbarehu Vusiba Lakal Hamasiros Hanaasos Bain Hanashim. The Amita Hapachusa Vahanim Ss Tachlis Hamius Beine Kobal Sechel. Very strong Lashon. And then he said at the end, Venuhekas Bakal Makum of Khalzman, Kharman Kavis. The over Aleha, Vikava Sina Belibo. Right, kava says an important lashon. Sometimes somebody could do something against us, and we could like hate what they did, and maybe even hate them for a minute. But we're normal, we're human. Right, lo nit netzal malach esharis. But to be koveya it belibo, the kava sina belibo lecha we call Yisrael haksherim over alav zeh vein lokin lafi she'ein bo maisa. Are there right the aval sinas rishon main bo iser? And that's what he adds, and that's for Shaim. If there's a Jew that endangers other Jews, right, then the Daves of Mesira, right, there's no Israel, a mitzvah, l'sanos, ha-machash, ha-nochiach, odam al-chetam, harbe pa'amim, to keep them away. Okay, so Rabbi Gamliel did not violate the Isra of Sinas Achim, because this was not about, Achim. Good. Mimo dia, so the Gemara now says, who's going to let him know? What does that mean? What did the Mishnah say? If you have a trap set from before Yontif, so you are not allowed to take from it unless you know for sure. Sounds like you didn't see it, but you could be told, and you could be told that to know for sure. So how do you know for sure? Mimo D-O. Who's going to let you know? So it depends. There's a simon. There's a simon. You set out a trap, the way that it's described in the Mefarshim here. The traps were very wide. Very wide, and maybe it was held on two trees that are very far from each other. So it was very wide. And the animal, when it's caught in the trap, it tries to get out. It tries to escape. So it's going to flail and it's going to move and it's going to probably rip out one of the sides of the trap while it is trying to get out. So says the Gemara, in this Kalkala Hamitsuda, if you see the trap has been uprooted and the animal is caught in it, so you know it's been struggling for a while. So Dover Bari Shani Sodom Odyom. So you know for sure that it happened earlier, it happened from before Yantif. You see it's already been out. And, you know, says the Chare Demikot, in this Kalkal appears Rashi, Kishachaya no fellas bimitsuda, mitoch she misparekes, u misnatekes, latzes hamitsuda miskalkeles, while the animal tries to get out, the trap, collapses, the dasi Yushalmi, the kshababi yantiv umatsumukukeles, Yushalmi holds, this is enough of a simon. The Bavli might not hold that this is enough, but the Yushalmi says, if you find the Mukulkelis, Shari Masnisan Litol, Avalo Matsa Mukulkelis. Now back to the Gemara, Imlonis Kalkala, Hamitsuda, and if it wasn't, if it was caught, but they're still, you know, on their sides, you know, it was very recent. So Dabar Barish don't need Sodomi Bodyom. So you know for sure that it is recent. Continues the back in the Charedim. V'adayin lo hergisha shi l'chuda lihinatek. The animal maybe didn't realize that it is totally caught, and therefore didn't start fighting yet with all of its vigor, and therefore you cannot take it because it probably was caught today on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, is that for sure? Afil niskalkal hamitsuda. Even if you want to say it got ripped out, but who says it got ripped out before Yontif? Maybe he got ripped out 20 minutes after Yontif, and now it's what night, and it's not the morning. V'chash lo mar shem alon, he told me, well, yom. Right, you don't know. How do you know for sure? How can you assume that the Gemara says Dover Bari? It's a Vadai. It's a Vadai just because you see the trap ripped out. Maybe it got ripped out on Yontif. How do you know? So Amar Biosi Berebi Bun Bipores Bechorshim. You left the trap in the forest where there are many animals. So the point is not that only it's ripped out, but it's pretty clear that soon after you set out the trap, the animals were caught. You can assume that Pirish Bipores Bechorshim. Right, see the carbon aida. Masnis and Iri Bishop Pirish Mitsudos Biyaarim in the forest. Shemitsuyan Shamchayos. There are many animals. Umistama Amrinan Shaditsodo Miyad. And Mistama, it got caught right away. Kishapirish Hamitsudos, sign of the Arab Yantif. Ella Shakshulam is Kalkala. The problem, so why don't you say just that? If it's in the forest, why do you need anything with a trap? No, the point is, if it was in the forest, you could assume putting the two things together. But if it was in the forest and the trap is not uprooted, that's not enough. Elak known as kalkala anu roen chenit sod biyantif. Right? If you see, if you, it wasn't his kalkel, so then we assume that it was on yantif. Dim lo kein hayaroi shi mukukolin. Because if not, it should be mukukol, it should be loosened. Shekin derach hachaya kshiyomedes b'mesudas man ma'im o kalkela. So that's a reyesa. Right? So you could assume if it was in the forest, it's going to get trapped right away. But there's a reyesa that if you see the trap is not uprooted yet, so then, I don't know, for some reason, it must not have gotten caught. And I'll prove to you from the language of the Mishnah that it must have gotten caught earlier. And there were many animals, because what else is in the Mishnah? Tedalacha shehu kein, detaninan dagim. Because it says in the Mishnah, chayas ovis and dagim. Dagim, there's always plenty around. V'dagim lo b'makam shei mitzuyin. Aren't fish considered a category of animal that are always around? So v'achem makam shechayav o b'mitzuyin. So that's why the comparison must be to the fish, and therefore it is that's the case of the Gemara. Again, the Bavli, the Mefarshim, note might not hold of this exactly. They might not be enough, but this is what the Yerushalmi says as the, that's the implicit applied from the Yerukhai Reidim also. Yerushalmi says that this is enough. Again, you put it in the forest and it is uprooted. Period. Good. Back to Rabbi Gamliel Shita. Rabbi Gamliel the Mishnah said it's mutter. Safek, Muchan is going to be mutter. And he was going to accept it from a guy, but Ein Ritzono, he didn't want to accept it. So Rabbi Zeira, how far did Rabbi Gamliel go? Rabbi Gamliel says that Safek is going to be mutter. How mutter? Rabbi Zeira b'shem Rav suffered meimar mutar lamachar. Rav says that Rabbi Gamliel never meant that you could actually eat it. You could eat it today. He meant you could be metaltel it. It's not muksa, but it's still aser b'achila. We haven't had this so often, but it's discussed in the various a number of places in Maseches Beitza. Two different types of categories of muksa: muksa l'taltel and muksa l'achila. Right, two different types. So here there's a machlokas. When Rabbi Gamliel says it's mutter, Rav says it's only mutter to be metaltel, not mutter to eat. Right, the muksa la'achila is more chamor than muksa la'taltel. It's more chamor. Let's see the machlokas, and we'll talk about why. Rav Chizkiy, Rav Uziel, Bered, Rav Chunya, Devras, Chavron, mutar mamish. No, right. The second opinion says no, it's mamish. Rabbi Gamliel says mutter, saving muchan is mutter. Period. Across the board, mutter to eat. Sovereign meimar. We thought that maybe sveik a sovereign meimar sveik an itiro, because Rabbi Gamliel holds that suffik is mutter. Suffik is mutter to eat. Period. And maybe it's an even parallel machlokas. Rav Chanina, Rav Yonasan, we'll read this Gemara as also within Rav Gamliel. Shrei Hon Amrin, Safik Hachin Aser. Even Rav Gamliel holds Safik is Aser to eat. He only allowed to be metaltel. Rav Yochanan Amar Safik Hachin Mutar. Rav Yochanan says, no, it's mutar totally, even to eat. Why would he be mechalik the Rashba? The Rashba Yadav Chavdalin. The Rashba wonders. He says, V'im Tomar, Kivan, and because right, this is one of the days in the Bavli too, that limits Rav Gamliel. V'im Tomar, Kivan de l'rav asurin ba'achila, heich mutarin l'kabel u'letaltel. If it's asur ba'achila, then shouldn't they go together? Muksa l'taltel and muksa l'achila? Heich mutarin l'kabel u'letaltel. D'miika midi de asur ba'achila u'mutar l'taltel? Do you ever find this chilek? Kol sha asur ba'achila asur l'taltel. Right, if it's aser b'achila, it should be aser l'taltel. Kidda amrina b'samuch. Right, he quotes the Gemara there. Ubeitza shalom b'yantif. Kishem shasura b'achila aser l'taltel. Kitani b'reish mechilton. Like it says at the beginning of the Masechta. Achat beitza shalom b'yashab, azachat beitza shalom b'yantif. Ein metaltel l'nosar. Right, the Braisa quoted back on Daf Gimel in the Bavli. Lo l'chasas b'asakliv, lo s'mal kari amita. The Yesh Lomar says the Rashba, it must be normally muksa, obviously it goes together. Tiltol and achila. But this is already on shaky ground. Savig Muchan. It's already on shaky ground. Real muksa for sure is both. But this whole thing is a chumra. The stish lomar de besafik hachin de goyhu shehekel Rabbi Gamliel de kesavar de dai besafik hachin shal goyim neser ba'achila. The whole thing is a chumra. So the whole thing is a chumra. Gamliel says, you know what, we'll only be machmir part of the way. We won't be machmir more than that. That's the Rashba. If you look in the Chassam Sofer on Dav Gimel, in Beitzah, here it is. The Daf Gimel says the Chassam Sofer. What is this going on Daf Gimel? Because that's where you have the 4 days, if you remember, about what the reason for the Mishnah is. And there he quotes the Tosfos Yishanim that we just mentioned before. Because the Tosfos Yishanim, who are dealing with Nachman, de Muksa Havi Kein de Oraisa, Svirale, de Muksa de La Achila Havi ke'ein da'araisa. Das mechuha, why? Because it's meruma as in the pasuk. Avahechinu atasher yaviv. The kivan shasar ba'achila, misafek, shubein metaltalan osa, bevadai. Tavali kitzuras va'afar. Aval by real muksa, then it goes together. Muksa l'achila, muksa l'totol. Aval besafek muksa, letaltel, lo havi, so something muksa l'achila is connected to that pasuk. Aval besafek muksa letaltel, lo havi ke'ein da'araisa. No, it's just related to the gzera of Tiltul Kelim. If you have Tiltul Kelim, which we know is even different stages, right? The Gemara in Shabbos, they talk about different stages. First, they asked, there was a terrible rampant Chilul Shabbos, so they asked her touching all Kelim, even Klisha Malachta Leheter. Then they matter that, and they went little by little. But as some point out, maybe that's not even in the category of muksa. There's muksa, and then there's a gzera of tiltol kalim. Rav Shachter likes to formulate it like this. What's the simin that is different? L'tzorach guf, l'tzorach makomo. Right? Since when are you allowed to move muksa for certain reasons? Right? L'tzorach guf, l'tzorach makomo. Right? That's a dead giveaway that it's not in the category of muksa. Right? Muksa machmas gufa, muksa machmas iser, nolad, muksa machmas chesron kiss. All of those you can't move. You can't move directly. There's tiltol menatzad and tiltol begufo. But you can't move it directly. L'tzorach guf, l'tzorach makomo. Only klisha malach del iser you can. So maybe that's a giveaway that it's not really in the category of muksa. That's the Chasam Sofer, that the tiltul is purely zera tiltul kelim, but la'achila has a smach for that da'araisa. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Reb Chiya Rabba. So now we're about to talk about objects of a non-Jew. Are they muksa? Do they need hachana? Right? Rabbi Gamliel is matir. What's the diyuk? Rabbi Gamliel is matir in the Mishnah. So we assume, why was Rabbi Gamliel matir? Because he holds Saving Muchan as mutter. One second. Maybe he holds Saving Muchan as aser. But the point is that a goy's objects are out of the world of muksa. A goy's objects have nothing to do with it. If you focus, we spoke in the Hagdama of the Masechta. Does muksa focus on the Haksas HaGavra or the Haksas HaChefsa inherently? But if you say that's something to do with the Gavra, that the Gavra is Maxit, so the Goy is not on the page, on the radar. So maybe everything of the Goy is Mutter. Doesn't need Hachana. So maybe that's why Rabbi Gamliel would say he was going to accept the fish. But the Gemara doesn't assume that way. So the Gemara assumes that Rabbi Gamliel would hold that a Goy's objects would require Hachana. And because here, it's Safek, he was Mekel. So that issue is about the fish case, but it also might come up as the Gemara is going to quote, sometimes some types of foods that were not designated to eat. Maybe you have foods that were designated to sell for business, merchandise. So if you decide to eat that, and it was of a guy's, right? It's a similar type of case that we just spoke about the fish, whether there was it was a trap before Yantif. Different types of muxes. Does a guy's stuff need hachana? So now, with that introduction, Reb Chiya Rabba, Reb Shimon Bar Rebbi, Chana Amar Hagoy Tzorech Hachein, V'Charana Amar Ein Hagoy Tzorech Hachein. Right, Machlokas, whether a Goy Tzorech Hachein or not. V'lo Yandin Man Amar Da O Man Amar Da. We're not sure who said what. Min Ma De Rav Ma'ani Mesi. One time Rav was late. Ma'ani Mesi. Kumi Reb Chiya Rabba. He was late coming to Reb Chiya Rabba. V'hu Amar Le, Hey Navisa, no, where have you been? V'hu Amar Le, Shayarasa Havas Avra. There was a caravan. There was a caravan that was passing. See the carbon aida? Shayara Shalakimaisa Overis. There was a caravan that was passing Bim Komi, and back to the Gemara, Vavina Achamine Tainim. I was eating figs from them. And he didn't fit, meaning he, and it doesn't say that he checked, and it was Yantif, and he didn't check if they were cut before Yantif or not. Don't ask, don't tell. Right? He didn't ask. So he assumed Safik is going to be Mutter. Right? He was there. And he asked, and he did this in front of Reb Chiya Rabba. Reb Chiya Rabba didn't say anything. Havi du Amar, in Agoy Tzorah Hachin. Reb Chiya Rabba, that's who he's talking to. It must be Reb Chiya was the one that said it is, Mutter. Right? That Masha Biat Akum, you see the Karbat Eidah, Masha Biat Akum, in Tzorah Hachin, Adim Lokin, Lo Havi Rav Omar Kin. Rav wouldn't have done it, and Reb Chiya would have said something. So you see from there, in one direction, so Hagoy, the guy doesn't need Hachay. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, Tav Kuf Tezvav Gimel, let me just find it here. Shulchan Aruch says in Tav Kuf Tezvav Gimel, Afiluim hu Safek im Nilkatu Onitzodu Hayom Asurim. Right? If it's Safek, you're not sure it's Asur. Right? What do you mean? Safik Aser. So what does that mean? Well, we'll see. So this is what the, if you look in the Ein Mishpat here, it quotes this Ramah. Eino Yehudi, Masiach Lefitumo Shelo Nilkat Hayom Onitzar Hayom Ne'eman. Right, that's the, tells you to look at that, Ramah, that he might have certain Ne'emanis. Right, it might be a different way of understanding the Gemara, but that's the Ein Mishpat, quotes that Ramah, that he has Ne'emanis, but here, he didn't have to say anything. He didn't have to say anything because he assumed, Ein Agoy Tzarech Hachid. Continuing. Chatam Aminder Rebbe Simoi, Ozo, La'an Teradis. He went to a certain place. Right, it says the Pnei Moshe, Makom Shal Nachrim, Isum Le Durmaskin of Achal. They brought plums, and they were, eating it. Right, the carbonated says, Min Pri Ilan, Pruna Balaz. Prun, the Achal. Chatam Min Rabbi Shuben Levi, Azal Taman, it was a certain, Rabbi Shuben Levi had a student that went there, Isum Le Durmaskin of Achal. Same place that he wouldn't eat it. Asav Amar Kubi Rami, and he went to tell his Rebbe, Rabbi Shuben Levi, and he said, look what this other Talmud is doing, the Talmud of Rabbi Simai. Amar, do not kashi this rabbi. What are you complaining about? He's following his rabbi. I know it's Asur. He's following his rabbi who says it's mutter and no problem. Drifsi my Amar and Agai Tzara Chachin doesn't need it, doesn't need Hachana, therefore they didn't ask. Again, according to this Gemara, it sounds like it's not an issue of Safik mutter. It's that Ein Agai Tzara Chachin. It's a different type of Svara for the story. A little Dvar Musar, right? The rabbi here didn't get upset that somebody argued with him. He says to his Talmud, what are you getting upset about? Right, he's following his Rebbe, you can follow my Rebbe. Tremendous anava. Tremendous anava. Remember that amazing story that somebody once came to Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, a woman who was Rachmana Litzlan, a late-term pregnancy, and she was pregnant with a Tay-Sachs baby. Baruch Hashem, we have much less of those because of the genetic testing nowadays, but years ago, a woman came in her seventh month, and Rav Shlomo Zalman holds his usher to get an abortion in that case. Shlomo Zalman, unless, again, Pikuach Nefesh of the mother, but Rav Shlomo Zalman said, I can't give you a psak. Go to the Tzitz Eliezer. Go to the Tzitz Eliezer. Tzitz Eliezer has a famous psak, allowing it in certain circumstances. But again, that story reflects, we're not getting into any of the halachic issues, but it reflects the anava of a posek who recognizes there are other ways of viewing things, even very serious issues of ritzicha. And Rav Shlomo Zalman says, you know, you have to go to the Tzitz Eliezer. Here, Rav Shlomo ben Levi, this is it. That's even more. Here, he just says, he's allowed to follow his Rebbe. Follow his Rebbe, you know, what are you getting upset about? Period. Rabbi Avobashem, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, different pshatim, what these last two lines mean. We're going to go with the pshat that it has to do with a continuation of what we were just talking about. Dim demonios, shebekerim. Certain types of unripe grapes that were found on the floor of the vineyard. You don't know if they fell down on Yantif or not. Hare ilon asuras, you're not allowed to eat them. Maybe they fell on Yantif. Reb Chuna, b'shem Rav, hashitzim, shebekifim, if you find little fruit that fell into the thorns, and obviously it's been there for a while, it's in the middle of the thorns, so those are allowed because you could assume for sure that those fell before Yantif. That's one way of understanding those two lines. Okay, let's start the next Mishnah, and then we'll have to continue the next time. Behema musukenes, musukenes. You have an animal that's about to die. A kosher animal, it's about to die. If it dies, it's a nevela. It's a nevela, a Jew can't eat it. You can sell it to a guy, maybe at a minimized price. So the Jew wants to shech the animal. So it's not a nevela. It's going to die. But if I shech, it's yantif. I don't really need much. I don't need the. So what do I do? An animal's a huge animal. Lo yishchot elam ken yaduashu yachol lachum en akazai sleepy bod yom. You're not allowed to play games. You can only shecht, it says the Tanakama, if it's known that you'll be able to, doesn't say that you have to, but that you'll be able to eat a kizayis of the roasted meat. Why roasted? Because that's the quickest. You don't have to cook it. You don't have to salt it. You don't have to salt it so deeply. You just cook it and the blood's, maybe salted a drop, but it's the quickest way of preparation, right? You see the Charedim talks about this as well, that it's the fastest way to zekal shebibishulim. The fastest way, right? So as long as you can do that before Yandif. So other than that, you can't be marim. If you could eat a little bit, if somebody could eat a little bit, right? If somebody eat, not dafka you, if somebody eat a little bit, sleep me bogyam. If it's about, right, if you're not going to be able to get it ready before Yantif is over to eat a little bit, so then it's not allowed. That is the Tanakama Shita. There is a big discussion. Kizayas? Why do you have to have a kizayas of sleep me bogyam? I look at Rabbi Yosef Engel here on this Mishnah, Rabbi Yosef Engel, Yoni Ashas, Beitz of Chavhei, near Be'enai, Tzorachiyin, Madul Bina Kizayas. Fine, it's not a maisa achila. If it's less than a kizayis, it's hanah, Ukubivor be Yerushalmi Trumas, he quotes Yerushalmi Trumas, Motor Reish Lakash Bisuri Hana. Hainu Mishum, Rabbi Shlakash, who holds Chatzis Shir, is Motor Ben HaTorah. He gives by Yisrael, no, because you don't measure it by Kezias, Chatzis Shir. Hainu Mishum, the time of the Reish Lakash, the Chatzis Shir, Motor Ben HaTorah, Mishum, the Achilom, Rachmana, Veleka, the Yalkem, Yisrael, Hana, Hana, Mias Chashiv. Even less than a Kezias is considered Hana, and that's good enough for Yisrael, Achil, Hana, Va'asa Mishum Hana. The Yim Kain, it's the same thing here, says Rabbi Yosef Engel. Be Yantif Da'avur Hana Agam Kain, Mutter Lishchot Mitam Mitoch. Right, for Mitoch, right, you could shecht even less. Imkein lamali kizayis. Why? The Ev Shalomar maybe because the next line, Rabbi Kiva said kizayis, so the Tanakama also says kizayis. Shudanaka Rabbi Kiva kizayis, Naka Nami Tanakama kizayis. Rabbi Kiva latame to less le mitoch. Vizet dochuk. That's dochuk. Kiva the Debre Rabbi Kiva, who's crew achare Debre Tanakama. It's hard to say that it's there for the parallel. Va'od, the Imkein lamali, the parakama, the psachim, lamaydach mi brit meir de Rabbi Akiva, v'chulu. He ends up sarachian. He doesn't answer this. Doesn't answer this question. Why would you need a kizayis? In this case, we'll have to stop there. We'll start with Rabbi Akiva next time. Maybe we'll come back to this. Be'ezrat Hashem. Okay, we'll stop here.